Michael Jackson and Rock With You. This is BBC Radio Solo. And one or two technical problems, we're ironing them out so that when Julian Clegg does the breakfast show tomorrow, it is pristine. It'll be perfect. Julian with you from 6:30 tomorrow morning. We got reporters dotted around the south. You've heard from Joe Palmer, who's in a pub. We'll catch up with Lawrence Herbin a bit later on. Gordon Farker as well, our man on the horse box this afternoon. But let's speak to Tim Robinson in Burton Bradstock with a torch on the way.
Impeccable timing, Steve. Yeah, I'm in the quiet country part of West Dorset, Burton Bradstock. Tiny little town. It's only got two pubs, two shops, one petrol station. And here we have a torchbearer. Running around the corner now is a lady called Betty Port. She's from Dorchester. She was nominated by her close friend, Rachel Furley. She was Rachel's teacher. Betty's 61 years old now, and she inspired Rachel to set up a charity which helps children who were affected by the Chernobyl disaster. She's just about to turn around the corner now. We're stood outside a lovely pub called the Three Horseshoes, who've been looking after us incredibly well. We've been given some food, we've been given some beer, which we couldn't drink too much of. There's Betty, she's waving at everybody passing us by. She's got her torch is absolutely glowing into the sky, and she's just stopping now by all of her relatives. Her mum is there, her friend who nominated her. They're all giving her a wave. There's a fantastic atmosphere. It is absolutely chucking it down with rain, Steve. I've been stood on a flower bed to get a little bit of view of Betty. She's just run past me, so I'm now going to run into what I'm calling the Royal Box. What it really is a brewer's lorry, but they've opened all the sides up, and they've put all the staff from the pub in here, and Betty's mum, who I'm going to, if I can elbow my way through all of these pub staff here. Excuse me, chaps. Come in. Excuse me. Hello.
Hello, that's me, Maisie. Hello.
So, I'm speaking now to Maisie Hoare, who is Betty's mum. She's just come past you with the Olympic torch.
Yes, yes, I did, and I cried. She's lovely, yeah. I heard her say, that's my mum up there. Isn't that nice?
So, you know, you've watched your daughter grow up for 61 years. Have you ever been prouder?
Oh, no. Well, and her, she's mine. I'm proud of them both. And I did have another daughter who died. But she's with us in spirit. I know she is.
I'm sure she is. And how nice that we got you in the Royal Box here. In the back of the lorry.
And I'm soaking wet. And like, I'm peeing myself, but I haven't.
Well, you're slightly less soaking wet than everybody else. Yeah. Let's speak to the sister. Hello.
Hi there. Hello.
So you are Karen Howard?
I am, yes.
So what was that like, seeing sis come past?
Just fantastic. I knew it'd be good, but it was just brilliant. Soaking, but